Welcome to Buzz Talk Business Show. Each episode, we bring you news and interviews with local businesses, discuss business tips and advice on how to get started or the best out of your business. Welcome to Buzz Talk Business Show.
Hi, everyone. I'm Neil, and I'm here with Gavin from Oysters. Hello, Gavin.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me on the show today.
That's right. Don't be nervous. We have two things in common, okay? I like fish and chips. You sell them. Let's talk fish and chips.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a massive fan.
You are?
You can imagine. 14 years of selling fish and chips.
So Oysters fish and chips, when did it actually start?
Well, I ran a fish and chip shop over in Marlow, and then I came across another one for sale in Lightwater, which I think we've been running for 12 and a half years now.
Very, very popular, that one. Very popular.
Thank you very much. Well, we keep it simple.
Yeah.
We're a traditional fish and chip shop. We sell fish. And we make our chips on-site fresh every day. And we try to source all our products as locally as possible, along with making sure that we use the correct oils, manage them effectively, and provide nutritionally one of the most well-balanced meals that you can have.
We'll come back to your oils in a minute, because that's really, really important, especially at the moment. But let's talk about the Old Dean. Now, the Old Dean is your new shop, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. I mean, it still is a massive punt, so to speak. We opened it last March.
Yeah,
I think Jack was present at the time, and it's coming up to a year now. And yeah, it's been a tough road. I think probably in hindsight wasn't the best time to go into any new venture. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, we took the plunge. We felt that was the right thing to do. It was close to our existing shop,
yeah.
So it would be easy for us to access staff and so forth. And yeah. What do you want me to say? It's not easy. We're struggling.
The Old Deaners are set in their ways, aren't they? They go to the same, like they've got the cafe there. So hopefully now you're injecting the fish and chip shop within the community. So they'll be like, oh, Friday night, fish and chip night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not from the local area, and I will say that having people tell me about the area, the Old Dean and so forth, the other side of the A30, I just want to say the people are fantastic.
Yeah.
The area is great. It's up and coming. And to be honest, we have had a lot of support locally. Now, what we, in all honesty, need is support from the other side of the A30 as well, quite frankly, because like any business, we have to hit certain numbers.
Yeah.
And if you're aware, and I'm sure everybody is with the crisis that we're all having to live through at the moment, post-pandemic, oil has gone absolutely through the roof. Fish has doubled in cost. And also, on top of that, potatoes have not come down in price. Now, it is the perfect storm.
Yeah.
For fish and chip shops to fail. And if anybody's aware, we're losing, several a week now. And that's quite shocking. And in all honesty, our only saving grace is that we've been in business for a long time. We've made sure we've put funds aside for a rainy day, but we are working off minimal margins.
It's not a rainy day. It's a storm, isn't it?
To be honest, it's the perfect storm, but I have to remain upbeat because I've got people who rely on their wages every week.
And, I mean, the thing is, obviously, we've got the Old Dean, which is a traditional fish and chip shop. You've got Lightwater, which is a traditional fish
absolutely,
and chip
absolutely.
Shop.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, I mean, with the products now that go into, because a lot of people now have eating disorders and things like that, are you having to sort of, like, change how you cook things?
Well, we've always stuck to three simple things, which was we've always purchased the best fish money can possibly buy. Now, that's got trickier over the years because there's so many different vessels and embargoes, and obviously with the conflict going on in Ukraine, believe it or not, a lot of the ships used to catch fish out in the sea, well, even though they're run by British companies, they're being hired from Russians.
What sort of fish do you sell?
A lot of the shops in this area just stick to one main fish, which is cod.
Yeah.
And up north, I think they're more predominantly haddock.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, they cook in beef dripping. Here down south, us, Oysters, cook cod, haddock, plaice, and funnily enough, rock huss.
Rock. Absolutely. That's more of a London fish, isn't it?
Old school fish, yeah. Real texture, real flavor, very pungent. And guess what? It's popular, and not many shops do it. So rocks, I mean, unfortunately, we can't get rock in this country anymore, so it has to, believe it or not, come from America. And, rock is increased in price literally threefold. But nevertheless, we have our string of customers, our regulars, some old boys and old girls. Mm. That's their weekly treat. And, we make sure we got it in stock.
It is. Friday night is fish and chip night. I remember my grandparents, turning up Friday night, fish and chip night. They're out of the bag. Can I have a plate? No bag. Yeah, no, you have a bag or you have your newspaper or whatever.
Unfortunately, thanks to all these modern day rules and regulations and health and safety going absolutely doolally. Mm-hmm. We're no longer able to put it into paper. We have to have lined bags. We have to seal them. We have to store them in a dry area, whatever that means. But, you know, we are National Fish Federation compliant. So we make sure we've got the best equipment to make sure that our longevity of our product. We've heavily invested in our equipment in terms of our ranges. They're all British made, by the way. So, you know, the circular flow of income in this country. There's a company up north called Middleton's, and they've kindly helped us install the kind of equipment that in the future will help us save on gas. But right now, it's crippling us because, as you can imagine, gas prices for us have doubled. I mean, the average shop normally consumes about £6,000 worth of gas a year.
Yeah.
And right now, you can double that. So it's killing us.
That's a good point because, obviously, with the obviously people getting helped with electric and gas general resident area, the business doesn't seem to get any of that, do they?
No, no, we're not getting any love from the government. But and they're really putting the knee in because, obviously, we are VAT registered. And
They get the VAT all the time.
So if we think we're slightly building up a little bit of surplus to get us through some really tough months, bang, it's gone again.
Yeah.
And it is deflating and it is very, very tough. And I think what makes it really frustrating is when you look around and if you recall the pasty tax and, you know, the likes of, I'll say it, even if I get sued, I'm past caring, the likes of Greggs.
Yeah,
you know, they can turn their hot cabinets off and they can not pay the £38 million worth of tax. And yet, fish and chip shops, which are predominantly independent, family-run businesses, they're getting nailed for it. And it's really, really tough.
It is. And the thing is, you know, how do you cut? I mean, obviously, we live in the area. So we use Cambly Eats a lot and use Oysters fish and chips. You know, because, and it comes hot, it comes great, it's very well packaged.
Thank you.
It's a very, very professional presentation, even though it's been on a back of a car or on a back of a moped or whatever, you know, it arrives hot, which is fantastic. You know, have you sort of changed how you do things at Oysters because of the delivery agents?
Well, personally, I'm not the biggest fan of of delivery. I mean, especially when you've got these community shops that we have, believe it or not, on a Friday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, we have like, it's the same people come in week in, week out, and it's a chance for them to have a bit of banter, have a chat. I mean, I've had neighbours meet neighbours. I've had, you know, guys who played football with these guys 10 years ago bump into each other at the shop. And I encourage that because we cook to order. So you may have to wait a short while, but your food will be piping hot and fresh. Nothing sits around. I think people forget, we, even though we're deemed fast food, we cook a fresh product. Chips are made on site every day. The fish is cut on site every day. Now, once we've cooked that food, it's hot, piping hot, and then it's up to you to take it home. I just don't like the fact that when it's put onto a moped, and I've seen them do it, you're not the first person they're coming to. They're going to fly around the estate delivering to 10 other houses.
I know, but with Cambly Eats, though, that doesn't happen.
I'll be honest with you. Cambly Eats, we took on, along with Chaz, the chap who runs it, fantastic guy, lives local. I'm very much into local business, local marketing, local employees. And I will say that they go over and beyond. They're like on the button. Whereas the other main delivery companies, which you're all aware of, I'm not going to say any more names now. We're being sued by Greggs as it is. These guys are a bit willy-nilly. So when we do get the odd complaint, oh my God, my food turned up an hour and a half late. The guy left us an hour and a half ago. I don't know where he is. I can't accommodate for him. Plus, those platforms are quite expensive, whereas obviously Cambly Eats, you know, they're doing it in order to increase their presence.
And at the moment, there's a discount.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oysters discount on Cambly
we've
Eats
put
as well.
A discount on. He's put a discount on to keep everyone else's costs very, very low.
Yeah. And I think Cambly Eats is what it says. It's Cambly. So you know it's local.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're talking about Cambly Eats now. We can get Chaz in another time to talk about that.
He'll probably pop up in a minute right behind us.
Because we've been quite raw with this. My gripe is when you go to another fish and chip shop, I used to in the past, I was like, that looks a bit watery down. And I remember her saying, I have some curry sauce. And the woman shouted back, put the kettle on. I thought, oh God, they're watering it down. It's watery. But yours are just the right texture, the right thickness. Dip your chip in, it sticks to your chip. Just perfect as it should be. And it tastes nice.
Yeah.
We've been using the same curry sauce for 12 years. And, you know, it's called Irish curry sauce.
Going back up north there, curry sauce.
Curry sauce and
chips.
It's popular. I mean, I'm a mushy peas fan personally. I'm a big fan of mushy peas. But I think the thing is, we also do, which a lot of people haven't realised yet, even though we've been promoting it, we do a lunchtime offer. So our local community, especially our senior community over 65s, you know, if you come in lunchtime, you're going to get free chips with it, with your fish. I mean, no one else does that as far as I'm aware. Yeah. We're just trying to make sure that we serve the community and so the community looks after us in return, ultimately.
Well, there we go. There we go. Free chips with your fish for over 65. Do they have to prove they're over 65?
Yeah, they're normally, we're very lucky. We've got a real innocent base of customers. You know, if you're going to put on a fake tash and a beard, yeah, it might not work.
They turn up with their birth certificate or something. Look, there you go.
They created their own in a napkin half an hour earlier. And the other thing I really want to add is that I just want to do a shout out, to be honest. I know that's unusual, but I feel very fortunate. I've known some of my staff for the best part of between 10 and 14 years. They've been very loyal. And I hope I've been a good guy. I hope I've done the right thing. I've seen them have children. I've seen them buy their first cars. And the business has given us all a life. And these guys, bless them, they've had to cut their hours in order to keep the business on the road. And they're very, very committed. And I think if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be where we are today. And guess what? They're all local.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you very much, Gavin, from Oysters.
You're most welcome.
You'll hear from us soon, I dare say.
We'll get him in for some more chats.
Yeah. We could do one from the shop.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be fantastic. You sit there eating chips.
And I just want to add that our new shop is coming up to a year old in March, so I'm going to put the feelers out there to do a little celebration. We have ample parking.
You're going to have Michael Gove there to open it.
debatable. What I want to say is that we have our own app.
Yeah.
You can download it off our website with a QR code. And that is no way any additional cost you'll incur compared to the sort of platforms that currently are delivering. But you have to come and collect.
Okay.
So don't be lazy. Get out, get some fresh air, and get freshly cooked food.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Gavin.
You're most welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for listening. And remember, we are always looking for existing and new businesses to talk to. So if you'd like to be part of our Buzz Talk business show, email us at info@buzzpodcast.co.uk. You can find us on Apple, Amazon, Google, and Spotify. And remember to check our website, buzzpodcast.co.uk. So till next time, stay positive, and we can help push your business forward.